We are on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Let us just again start from the beginning of the Baraisa, because the Gemara later is going to explain each chelik of the Baraisa. Gufe, this is a little after a third of the Yomet. Gufe, Ad Kama Teyesela Chaseira Viei Bayeno. So we have in the Baraisa, Ameiroima Abo Isra Isis Aladina, which is 124, Tabudaima Dalet Vadyainis Pundian Ladina, which is 112, Abshimenaima Shmaina Pundianish Nei Pundian Ladina, which is 16. Yeser Alkain, what is so Poshib Shat is if there is more silver content than that? So that means it's poches mishtos. We'll see that that's what the Gemara will say later. Yes, al kain meicha bishavya. So you can sell it for a seller yofe. Means if it's less than a shtos, you can sell it meicha bishavya. So Rashi says meicha bishavya b'seller yofe. And it's just Kedai to mention, we'll see later, there's a Rosh Hashanah Medbeis. Rashi spells here, Rishavya with two Vavim. We'll see what it's Negeya. Al Koponim, at Kamo, Tipoches, Vihei Rashoi, Lekaimo. Now, we're going to learn a multitude of halachas. At Kamo, Tipoches, we have here a Sela. We have now the Shirei No, and then we say, if there's less than the Shirei No, you'll have to sell it b'shavya. At kamo tipoches v'yei reshoi l'kaimo, how much could it be nitchas and you're still allowed to keep it? V'sela ad shekel v'dino ad roiva. So we learned yesterday that means if you have a sela that is nitchas, and it is a shekel. So when a person sees such a coin, he realizes it's not a sela, because he sees it's nifchas, so Yizicha will not accept this as a sela. So if it's a shekel, he can accept it as a shekel. Less than a shekel, we're afraid a person will still accept this as a shekel. It's very misleading. So Mamela, then you're not allowed to keep it anymore. Zat kama tipoches v'yeshoi l'kaima b'sela ad shekel, which is machze, b'dina ad reva, which we will see later, reva means achatzi dina. That's a din in Kiyum. Now, a new din, which we don't know yet, Taichin, this din, Pochas Mikan Issa Osa. If there is an Issa less, so it's Osa. Osa Laitzio, which we don't know at all what this means. Areze Loyim Kereno, Loy Letago, Beloy Lacharom, Beloy Laharog. Neishim Aramin Bo Esacherim. Now, this is speaking about, Poshet is speaking about the din of Ad Kamo Tipoches, Yereshoi Lekaimo, so you're only allowed to hold it a Sela Ad Shekel, because if it still has the silver content of a shekel, so, and it's, you're using it as a shekel, that's good. If it's less than a shekel, since it looks like a shekel, people will never be able to recognize that it is less than a shekel. So there the halacha is that you're not allowed to keep it. It's too dangerous. It's very deceiving. If you have a sela, which is a broad coin, it's nifchas to a shekel, so less than a shekel also looks like a shekel. You're not allowed to keep it. And we'll have mamish soon, so what do you do with it? You make a hole in it, and it's used as a charm to hang up on his daughter's neck, his son's neck. But you're not allowed to use it anymore. So hareza loyim kereno loy letago v'loy lacharam v'loy laharog. You're not allowed to sell it. So we'll see later in Taisvis. That means that you're not allowed to sell it. You're allowed to sell it to a poshut person. It's less than a shekel. And let's say he doesn't have any daughters or sons that need a necklace. So he's permitted to sell it to a poshut person, telling him this is less than a shekel. Chazal asked this should be used. This coin cannot be in circulation anymore. I don't have any daughters, I don't have any use of it, so you can sell it to someone else to make a necklace out of it. But that someone else should not be a tago, or a charam, or a harog, because these people are not trustworthy, and they will take this coin, which was originally a seller, is now less than a shekel, and they'll fool people, they'll deceive people, and they'll tell them it's a shekel. So you're not allowed to trust them that they're going to make a hole in it and make it a base coin. Hello. So if he has such a coin, was previously a seller and now less than a shekel, Ella Yikveno, he should make a hole in it. V'yitleno b'tzavo b'noi oy b'tzavo b'itoy. Now we're going to start explaining this beraisa, which is a multitude of halachos. Omamar b'sela ad shekel. The beraisa started at kamo tipoches v'yirishoy lekaimo. How much we have a seller? It's nifchas, it's rubbed out. Much of the silver content has been rubbed out. So we had at kamati poches b'yirishoy lekaimo b'sela atcheka. It was previously a sela, so kozman it is till a shekel, one is permitted to hold it. If it's less than a shekel, one is not permitted to hold it anymore, as we mentioned, because this is deceiving. People will think it is a shekel, and they will not realize how much of the shekel was rubbed out. B'dinah, what if the coin was originally a dinah? Ad reiva. So the Gemara understood it was originally a dinah, so till a quarter of a dinah, you're allowed to keep it. Now this is a difficult halacha. Maishno b'sela ad shekel, or maishno b'dina ad reiva. The most kasha is as follows. By a seller we see, if a coin was once a seller, it was a white coin, and now it became rubbed out, and it's now a shekel, which is half a seller, so that you're allowed to sell for a shekel. If it's rubbed out more than a shekel, you have to get rid of it because this is a deceiving coin. Since it originally it was a seller, so it's a white coin, so people will not realize and recognize that it's less than a shekel. The whiteness of the coin makes it very deceiving. So if it's less than a shekel, you're not allowed to keep this coin. You have to make it into a charm. By a dinner, we have also a similar problem. A dinner is also, relatively, a dinner is a wider coin than the half a dinner. So the beraisa should have said, b'dina ad chetsho, that just like a seller ad shekel, that means till then you can still recognize that it's half a seller. So a dinner, you can recognize till chetsho. Why by a dinner, we say till roiva, a person will recognize then you know it's less than a dinner. That's the Gemara's kasha. That means the same problem we have since a seller is larger than a shekel, if we have less than a shekel, we are misled by the size of a seller, which it was previously. So a dinar is larger than a chatzi dinar. So also we should be misled if it's less than a chatzi dinar. And here it says, ad roiva. Omar Abai, this we all learned yesterday. Omar Abai, my roiva diktoni, nami roiva shekel. Roiva does not mean a quarter of a dinar. You're only allowed to keep a dinner till a half a dinner. Reiva means a quarter of a shekel. A quarter of a shekel is a half of a dinner. There are two dinrim in a shekel, so a half a dinner is a quarter of a shekel. So, Bekitza, that is what Raisa is saying. That you can, a coin that was large and became rubbed out, so till half of its value, you can still use, you can keep it, because you will not deceive people. But if it's rubbed out more than half, this is a deceptive coin now, and you're not allowed to keep it. So, bedina ad roiva means ad achatzi dinner. And it's called roiva because it's a quarter of a shekel. Now, something Rav said, Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya that's an emesoteret. That roiva means roiva shekel. The katoni roiva, which was a name of a coin, or like katoni revia, if we are speaking about that we have left over a quarter of a dinar, it should have said, bedina ad revia, roiva is Roiva is the name of a coin. A chatzidin was called a roiva because it's a roiva of a shekel. So that's an emesoteret. Roiva means a chatzidin. Fine. What does Rashi say? The second line in Rashi when it starts getting wide. Roiva shekel, madbeya kotom shel chatzidin. A small madbeya, which is a chatzidin, that was called a roiva. Who akori bigmore, salamadina, this is called a salamadina. A salamadina is 1/8 of a salatsuri. So a half a dinner, if there's 4 dindrim in a sala, so a half a dinner is a salamadina, which is 1/8 of a salatsuri. Fine. Shmami no. This will be up to yesterday. Now, the Gemara has a kashe, Loma lei lemitlayo ledina bishekel. That means the Tana used a unclear lotion. It says like this. Be'etzem, let's first say what the Tana is telling us. The Tana is telling us if you had a large coin and now became rubbed out till half of that coin, you're allowed to keep it. Because people will understand it's not the large coin, it's not a sella. And if it's a shekel, so you can use it as a shekel. If it's less than half, you're not allowed to keep it because this is a deceiving coin. People can still be under the impression that this is a shekel. And it's not, it's less than a shekel. And the Tana said this aloche by two coins. He said it by a sella. Was nifchas at shekel, and he said a dinner was, which was nifchas at roiva. Now, the shaila is, why did he speak like that? Why didn't he say a dinner at chatzi dinner? Why does he have to speak such a cryptic lotion? Good, roiva, say revia, good, it means a half a dinner. So say half a dinner, it's a gmama lotion. Why do you have to say roiva if it became half a dinner, which is a quarter of a shekel, why do you have to be makasha this half dinner to the shekel for Avocha Dutayom? What is, that's the problem. So the Gemara says, Milsa agav uche kamash malom, the ikel dinner da osi mishekel. He wants to be makasha the dinner to a shekel. He saying this is a roiva of a shekel, because if you'll have a shekel, that it will be nifchas to a dinner, so that's also good, because in Emerson, these are our guidelines. A sela is two shkolim, so if you have a sela that became rubbed out, and it was nifchas to one shekel, you're allowed to keep it. A shekel, which the Braisa didn't mention bad yet, a shekel which was nifchas to a dinner, you're also allowed to keep it. Dinner is a half of a shekel. And a dinner, which was nifchas to a half a dinner, you're allowed to keep. So Bekitzer, the Tana is really telling us three aloches, but he mentioned it in two aloches. That means he's telling us that a shekel that became a shekel, you're allowed to keep. A shekel that became a dinner, you're allowed to keep. And a dinner that became a chatzi dinner, you're allowed to keep. But he only said two aloches. He said a sela that became a shekel and a dinner that became a roiva shekel. So somehow he wanted to be mekasher this chatzi dinner to a shekel. So he wants to tell us that a dinner is a shaykhis to a shekel to tell us this day. Mesail el rabami doma rabami dinner mutal lekaimoi. Dinner habo misela osa lekaimai. Now let us just understand what the Gemara said over here. The Gemara said, what the Rabbami said, a chiddush. So let us understand what the chiddush of Rabbami is. Rabbami is telling us what will be the halacha if I started off with a sela, and it became nifchas, and it became a shekel. So it's, no problem. I'm allowed to keep it. People will realize this is not a sela, a shekel. You're allowed to keep it. What if this shekel became a dinner? What if the shekel became a dinner? We just said the minute the sela that became less than a shekel, it's misleading already. Safilu, it will become a dinner. People are going to think this is a shekel. We have here a phenomenon. We have a broad coin that is nifchas. So if it's a shekel, you're selling it for a shekel, it's gevaldik. The minute it's less than a shekel, we have a problem. That means we don't see the true dimensions of a shekel because it was originally a sela. It's a broad coin. It's an ois geribene sela. For people to chop it, it's not a shekel, it's a dinner. No, no, no. If it's less than a shekel, this is a deceiving coin and people will think that this is a shekel. So that is why, so the Shita Mekabetzah says like this, the Shita Mekabetzah says, if the Tana wouldn't have spoken so cryptically, the Tana would have said like this, that you can be Mekayim, a sela that became a shekel that became a dinner that became a chatzi dinner. The Tana would say like this, a person can make a tremendous mistake. This middle bava, a shekel became a dinner, he could think that this is speaking about this sela that became a shekel. This shekel became a dinner, and you're allowed to keep it, use it as a dinner. So that's why the Tana did not speak at all about a shekel that became a dinner. Because if he's speaking a shekel that became a dinner, you might think he's speaking about a seller that became a shekel, and that shekel became a dinner. So he's only talking about a dinner that became a chatzi dinner, a seller became a shekel. He didn't speak about this middle case of a shekel becoming a dinner. But he was toiler when he was speaking about a chatzi dinner. He called it a roiva, and he wanted to be toiler this chatzi dinner in a shekel to tell you, you know, that you could be toiler a dinner in a shekel. That means if a real shekel became a dinner, this also be mutter. This is how the Ritva says pshat in this Gemara. I think he says this k'shem arayvet. What does Rashi say? Lama leila mitlaya ledina b'shekel, leima b'dina at chatzizuz. Why do you have to speak a dinner became a roiva shekel. Why you have to be mekasha now this chatzi dinner to a shekel? The osi mi shekel and piches a shekel at chetzoy v'nase dinner. If a dinner came from a shekel, and piches a shekel at chetzoy v'nase dinner, mutal kaima, that you're allowed to do. But dinner habo mi selo also lekaima, filo leitziye b'dinner. The mitoich shu bo mi matbeya ovo orichovo. Since the original coin was large, wide, and thick, toyim by la'imrei b'shekel, so people will think this is a shekel, even though now it's a dinner, v'osilek bulei b'toyre shekel. Okay, so that's this did. Now, we can go further, we can start explaining the lishonos of the baraisa, which are difficult, and here we can see meridike halachas. What if it became an worth an issa less? Also leitzia. It became an issa less. Also leitzia. Frag the Gemara, my comma. What is he saying? Now let us see Rashi. My comma. You can't say poches mikan dim omad sela al poches mishekel, that he's talking about that was, this was mamish the previous case we had, a was previously a sela and then it became nifchas at shekels, previously a dinner became a chatzi dinner. Now it says poches mikan isa, if it's worth now an isa less, it's awesome. So what is he speaking about? So Rashi says, "Ho leka lemeima poches mikan, dim o matzela al poches mishekel, o im o mat dinner al poches miroiva," which means a half a dinner. Issa, now it became an issa less also lekaimoi. The mai irya issa. Why, if it became worth less an issa? Afilu mashu nami, the omar besela at shekel besuloi. So now let us just explain for 2 minutes what Rashi said over here. We had a klal in the barais, if you had a coin which was a sela, and it became rummed out and became a shekel. So now this coin, if it is a shekel, you're allowed to use it as a shekel. And this coin is not dangerous. People realize it's not a seller, but you see it's rubbed out. And if it's a shekel, so you could use it as a shekel. If it's less than a shekel, Rashi says, if it's less than a shekel, that's what we learned in the Braise, afilu amashu, it's also. That means the minute it's less than a shekel, it is very, very deceiving. Because you can't tell what it is. It was a very big coin. So why does it say a shear of an issa? You're not allowed to use it. The halacha we said before, misela a shekel. That's it. If it's a shekel, you're allowed to use it. Less than a shekel, it's deceiving. You're not allowed to use it. How do we come to the shear? It became less than a shekel on issa. It became a less than a shekel a mashal, you're also not allowed to use it. That is pshat in the Gemara's kashi. Now, let us just, for 2 minutes, speak about this amoyredike machloikes, the Rashba and this Rashi. We just mentioned the halacha, and let's just dwell on this halacha for a minute. The din is, let's just mention 2 halachas, and then let's talk about, we have a seller. We have a seller. So now we have a machlekes tanoim, there's a shir oino. There's a shir oino. 124, 112, 16, machlekes tanoim. Now, if it's less than the shir oino, I have a seller that's one 136. It's not 124, that's 136. No problem. That's called, that's poches from the shir I know. You go and you use this as a seller. You use this as a seller. I mean, you don't have to, whenever you use a coin, a seller, you don't have to go to the mint and get a brand new coin. Coins rub out. There's a shir that's called, you want to use this as a seller, that's called I know. Let's say Rav Shimon sheet, a sixth. Rav Shimon said that means till a sixth is rubbed out, this is a seller. This is a poches mishtus, there's no I know. This can be used as a seller. Fine. That halacha is muskin. Now, that's halacha one. Halacha two, we just said if you have a seller that became a shekel, so now, if I say so, you can't use it as a seller, it's a shekel, it's a half a seller. So, you can use it as a shekel, fine. What if it became less than a shekel? A mashal less than a shekel. So, Rashi says over here, you're not allowed to use it, it's deceiving. Why? Because it looks like a shekel. People will never know that it's not a shekel. Break the Rashi, and if it's less than a shekel, so what? So it's poches mishtus. The whole problem that we have, less than a shekel, will be deceiving, and you're not allowed to use it, means if you have less than that means you have a shir I know of a shekel, that means let's say this shekel is missing a sixth, so then we understand, so that this is also ready, this is a shir I know. This you're not allowed to use. Now I understand, but a shekel is very deceiving, so you're not allowed to use it. But the shir should be, when we speak about piches mi shekel, it also means piches after the shir I know of a shekel. That's what the Rashba says. A piches amashu, what's wrong with a piches amashu? So it's not a real shekel. It's a little less than a shekel. So since when do we get so wrong? And when we have a seller that's a little less than a seller, you're allowed to use the seller. So the Rashba says when it says that ad shekel means till the shir, you have to add a few words. But the ad shir I know of a shekel. Ad shir I know of a shekel. Then you're not allowed to use it. But till the shir I know, you're allowed to use it. Rashi says, "Klo, not like this." The my irya isa afilu mashu nami. Rashi holds afilu a mashu. So the shaila is what's pshat in Rashi. L'chayr in lomdes, the Rashba is very understandable. Man, all of a sudden you're worried about mashu. What's the problem with a mashu? A mashu is less than the shir I know. So what's your problem? The Shita Mekabet says as follows. A seller is a coin. A seller is a coin. Now, you have to be realistic. Coins are used and rubbed out. I mean, that was the coins Bizman Chazal. In Kolzman, there's less than a shir I know. I mean, you use this coin. It's rubbed out a little bit. So what? I mean, we're talking about it's a pitum of an esrik. I mean, we're talking about it's a coin that gets rubbed out. So Kozman is not missing a shir I know. Rabbi, this is acceptable. You use this as a coin. So Teshita, if you had the seller and now it became a shekel. Now it's rubbed out. It became a shekel. Fine. This shekel is not a coin. This is not a coin anymore. This is a seller that became rubbed out, and now it has a weight of a shekel. It can be used as a shekel, but this is not a coin. This is not a coin. This is a shekel. This needs shum already. That means that this is not a coin of a shekel. This is the weight of a shekel. The minute. And so you use it as a shekel, that's true, but it's not a coin. So the minute anything is missing already, so then this is not a shekel either. This whole kula was only said by coins And this shekel is not a coin anymore. It doesn't have a Torah's coin. The Maharsha says, it's a little a different way even to explain Rashi. The Maharsha says like this. The Maharsha says, all the coins that were rubbed out, you could recognize it was rubbed out. You saw it's a brand new coin, you saw it rubbed out a little. So till the Shireino, people saw that it's rubbed out, and there's a mechila. There's a mechila. I mean, a person is normally meichel. So, but in order to acquire a mechila, you need the knowledge to be aware that it's rubbed out. So he says every seller that's rubbed out till the Shireino, there's an automatic mechila because everyone sees it's rubbed out and everyone understands that's how a coin is. It gets rubbed out for you. And he's meichel. So, but you only have a mechila if he knows about it. He says by a sella that became a shekel, you see it's a sella that was rubbed out, now it's a shekel. But if it's rubbed out a little less, no one can see right now. It's very this coin is a very deceiving coin. It's a shekel. It's a little less than a shekel. No one will recognize that this is a little less than a shekel. The minute you don't recognize this, so there's no mechila. Mechila, you have to know to be meichel. If I know what I'm getting, so I'm meichel. A little less than a shekel, that's how the Mashal says, Pshat Rashi, a little less than a shekel, no one realizes that it's less than a shekel. And if they don't realize it, there's no mechila, and there's no mechila, so you're not allowed to use it. That's how the Mashal says, Pshat in Rashi. Al Koponim, we hear here, now we're going to have a sugula over here. We hear here a member of the Baraisa said, that if there is an Issa less, so you're not allowed to use it. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? If a seller became a shekel, so if a mashu less is also. So what did you get this cheshbon of an Issa less? Omar Abaye, now we have a very interesting Gemara, according to Rashi. Omar Abaye hochi koma. Pichsa sella, not talking about a sella became a shekel. We're not talking about that. Oma abaya ochikoma. Pichsa sella yoisa michdei oino isa. That means like this. Let's talk for practical purposes. Let us say that, let's say the shir oino of a sella is a sixth. Fine. So Abaya said, and we'll see, the bell, it's very difficult to understand what Abai is saying, but let's just say the words. If this sella is minus a six, and minus an issa from the six, so it's minus six plus an issa, also, we're not allowed to use it. We'll see why in a minute. Amalei Rove, Ihochi afilu mashu nami. Why did he get the sheer issa? Now we don't know what's flying over here. Let us just see Rashi in the beginning of Taisvis. Yes, Mechdei Einosa. Yes, Mechdei Einosa. This is next to the last line of Rashi. Ramei Kedi Islai. Ramiuda Kedi Islai. And whatever the Shir is, Osa Lehoitzia Biyofe. That means, so what Rabbi said, and this is Pidlei Ploim what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, you have a Sela that's minus a six. Minus an Issa, you're not allowed to use it for a seller. You're not allowed to use it for a seller. And Rava asks Akasha, you know, if it's minus a sixth or minus a shirano, afilo, a mashu more, you're also not allowed to use it for a seller. That
is Rava's Kasha, and we don't know what's fly. Now, let us see Taisvis, and Taisvis says, a Mordeke Yisod over here. Omar Abaye, Pirso Sela Yaisa Mechdei Aino, Issa, if the Sela became more than the Shir Aino and Issa, so if the Shir Aino plus an Issa less, also let's see. Perish Rashi V'yofe, you're not allowed to use it for a Sela. In time of Shita, Shkoyach, you have more than the Shir Aino. The Bryce is telling you, you have more than the Shir Aino, Issa more, you're not allowed to sell it for a seller. But this is Pshita. You have more than the Shir Aino, you're not allowed to sell it for a seller. The Rove Nami Shehiksha Filu Mashu Nami, Rove said, why do you need an Issa more than the Shir Aino? Hoyeloi la'akshis afilu kidei no nami. What are you talking about more than the shir I know? The minute you have the shir I know, you're not allowed to sell it. There's a shir I know. So what's flying over here? The yeshloima Taisva says here, moira de kechidusha. The mairi afilu bedatoi lahazer I know. We're talking about a person. He gave him a seller. That is less than a sixth. That means it's minus a sixth minus an issa. And this person, you come over to this person and you tell him, let's speak privately. He gives someone a sella, and the person who's getting the sella is accepting this as a sella, as a sella. And I go over to this person, I tell him, you're giving this a seller, this is less than the sixth, plus, Isser also. The Mairi Afilu Bedaitoi Laharza Aino. Also, Kivin Damekach Toisu. Avo Kidei Aino. Mutter leitzia biyofe, obavad sheyachzer, eino, im yitvenu halo, koidem sheyare le shulchani, umutter kibin shamekach miskai. Pochus michdei eino, moiche biyofe, afilu imein date laharz eino, mishum dahave la alta mechir. Now, Taisvis just said, a moiche de kezach, and let us explain Taisvis. So Taisvis says like this. Taisva says, let's go backwards. If a person has a sela that is minus the zashir eino, we'll go backwards. What the Gemara is speaking about. There's a shir eino. That means this sela is a sixth less. Now, he knows about it. The person he gave it to doesn't know about it. They gave a person, he brought a sela apples, and he accepted the seller. Now, this person has an alternative. He goes to a shulchani. When I ask the shulchani, listen, how much silver content does this have? Now, let's be magashim then. He comes to a shulchani. Shulchan says, oh, wow, you know, this seller is missing a sixth of the silver content. Oh, missing a sixth of silver content. This guy gave me. He gave me a seller that's missing the sixth of the silver content. He goes back to the person. You know, you gave me a seller that's a sixth less. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let me give you. So give me some. I'll pay you. Yeah. I'll give you a sixth more. I'll pay you right away. No problem. No problem. Thank you for telling me. Fine. That person is a tzaddik yisaydayla. The one who did this. If, let's say, he didn't go to the shulchani, so it's a mechilas, finished, it's a mechilas. So then, after the shir, at sheyare le shulchani, he comes to him and he says, you know, 2 days later he went to shulchani, he says, sorry, it's a mechila, you had time to show the shulchani, didn't show it's a mechila. Later, I don't owe you anything. But, if he has in zinin, he's being ma'anehem with an intent, and he means it fully. If he's gonna come to me, I'll give him, I'll give him back right away. I'll pay him out. There's no issa whatsoever to do this. And let us just give a shtickel agdome. There's a yesod, there's a gemara vaita in the beginning of Mizeh Nesher, agoinev amenas l'shalem. Agoinev amenas l'shalem keif, noch besser. A person wants to steal, there's a person that he's never an only valiant. He won't accept tzedakah. I have an eitzah what to do. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to go and steal it. And then to wait and see if I did not go to Bezin will have me careful. Here's careful. Ooh, wow. That's absurd. So he gave such a tzedakah, he wasn't the Vaza Yene. This person was Ivan Yisadaraisi. Not allowed to steal Amanas L'Shalom Keifel. Not allowed to do that. I'm sorry. Not allowed to steal Amanas L'Shalom. So, Shteitim and Tereshmu, that's a posik by Gneiva. By Gneiva, I have a posik. We learned this out from a posik. Without a posik, perhaps there wouldn't be a Nisa. Perhaps this would be a Tzadik Yisai Ve'olam Taki Yisai. It's a Tzadik Nisa. Now there's a lot. You're not allowed to do this. So let's talk about Ama'ane Almanas L'Shalem. Now, Ama'ane is not stealing. This is Derech Mekach HaMemka. This is the main, I overcharge you. Whatever it is, this is Derech Mekach HaMemka. Here, Tosfos says, Achidish Nifla, Ama'ane Almanas L'Shalem. There's no Issa whatsoever. I'm not a Gazlin. Eino is not Xela. It's kone umar zereino. So Mamela, I gave you the cell, it's yours. I owe you, and if he has an intent to pay, I'll pay you. If you don't come in one for me, you're moich for me, good, shkayach. But there's no issa whatsoever to be ma'ana manas l'shal. That is davkim, if it was a shireino. What if he was ma'ana him more than the shireino? That means more than a sixth. Let's talk the way Abaya was a sixth plus an issa. That's more than the shireino. More than the shireino is bitl mekach. That's called a bitl mekach. We had the Gemara before. The Gemara before says by bitl mekach, both can be chayzer. I feel that the ma'ane can also be chayzer. Bitl mekach, Tosfos said a dugme, it is similar. Like, Reuven comes to Shimon, he wants to buy a bottle of wine, he gives him a bottle of vinegar. There was no transaction over here. That means, you wanted to buy wine, I gave you vinegar. Now let's talk about Bitl Mekach for 1 minute. That Reuven comes to Shimon, he wants to buy a bottle of wine. He gives them $10 for the bottle, he gives them, here's the bottle trapped up, here it is. Now, in Shimon thinks, listen, if he comes back with the vinegar, I'll give him back the money. I'll give him back the money, no problem. This person is a gazlan. This is a goizel al manas l'shalem. I mean, there was no transaction over here. And sure, he gave you $10 for wine, and you gave him vinegar. There was no transaction. You know what you did? You took his $10. You tell him you're selling a mine, but you're not selling a mine, you sold the vinegar. So you are a gazlan. And even though you have the best intent that he comes back to me, I'm going to give it to him without, you're a goinev amanas l'shalem. So Mamela, now we're going to appreciate what Abaye said. Abaye said, we're speaking about, here it says that Pochais Mikan Issa Osa. Abaye said, if he made less than the Shireino, I mean, he was Moisev on the Shireino, he was Mafris, and Issa, so this is a Bitl Mekach. This, so even though you have an intent to give him back whatever he wants, you are a goizel of an aslishal. And that's also. That is also. So that's what Abaye said. But Abaye held like this. Abaye held if it's a mashahu less, halachically that's also called a bitl mekach. That's true. The minute it's a mashahu more than a shtus, is a din of bitl mekach. But to say that he's a gazlin, that yagoizel, that Abaye held not. Abaye held, but if there was an isel more, then already, Abid, we're going a little too far. We're stretching this too far. That means you're giving him a sela, which is worth an isel plus a shtus, less than a sela. That's called a bitl mekach. Then even though you have an intent on menas l'shalayim, you're not allowed to do that. If it's less than an isa, we won't call you a goyzel on nasa. So even though halachically as the din of a bitl mekach, but we won't call you a goyzel on nasa l'shalayim, and then you're allowed to. Rava was a stickler. Rava said, a mashahu more than a shtus is bitl mekach. This is gzeil already. This is Gzela and this is Osa. So that's the Shakla Batai. Now we'll see the Gemara in the Veinik, and then we'll see the Lashon of Tosis again. My Koma, Omar Rabbi, Hochi Koma, Pirso Sela. The Sela was less, was missing silver content. Yoiser Michdei Oino Isa. More than the Shir Oino, it was an Isser more than the Shir Oino. So this is already a grobe bitl mekach already. This is also, so this, even though you have an this is called a geizel amenas l'shalim. So that was Rav's kasha. Now let us just see Tosfos the beginning. This shtick Torah lefesh chayis says Tratton Tosfos. Yeshloim et amayri afilu bedate lahar zareina. Also, kiven da mekach toisu. Avol kidei oino, if it would be kidei oino, muta loitzio ביופר בלבד שיחזר אינו אם יתבענו עלו קודם שירא לשולחני. ומותר, if there is not more than the שיר אינו, כיוון שהמקח מסקאי, ופוחס מכדי אינו, מויכה ביופר אפילו מין דעתו להחזר אינו, בשום דבר אל תמחילו. Now, let us just see what Rava said, and then we'll see what Taisa says, Pshat and Rava. Omar Rava, Pichso Selo Issa Ledina Osa. Now that's speaking about an Issa more than the Shireino. We're speaking about that this Issa made the Shireino. Pirso sela isa le dinner. That means for every dinner in the sela, there's four dinrim, there was missing one isa. That's the 124th of Rameya. Also, ustoma kirameya. The Mishnah is going according to Rameya. So let us see what Tosva says, pshat and Rava. Rava Omar. Pichso isa ledina. If it was pichso isa ledina, which is the shireino, also lohaitzia biyofe, you are not allowed to use this as a good sela, im ein datoi laharzer mishum davi eno kerameya. So Rava says that speaking about he has no intent to pay back. So according to this Lashon of Rashi, we have Mardiki Yesaidis. That means if there's a Shir Aino and you have an intent to pay back, if he asks you, that's Mutalachat Chila. If there's a shir I know and I have no intent to pay back, but I have no intent to pay back, that is osa. That is osa. Less than a shir I know, I feel I have no intent to pay back, that's mutter. That's less than a shir I know, there's no shail. We mentioned once a rosh, the rosh says less than a shir I know, if you know there's a shir I know, it could be it's osa, but Tosfos doesn't seem to hold like that. And more than the shir, but a shir I know and even intent to pay back is no problem, that's mutter. More than a shir I know, since that is bittul mekach, so this falls into the category of gezel, so even though I have an intent to pay back, it goes into the category of a gezel, a menas l'shalem, and this is awesome.